Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Brooke, a lot of celebrities, a lot of actors, Hollywood folk have been coming to Australia in recent months.
Yeah, we've had quite the claim to fame in that regard.
I think Thor 4 wrapped recently, which brought the likes of Matt Damon, Tessa Thompson, all of those. Even in South Australia, Sam Rockwell came by pretty recently. It is exciting stuff. I remember back when I was actually in Port Pirie, the big talk, Zac Efron came to town. Apparently, he had a sandwich at Safavi's Cafe, like blew people's minds. I love these stories. We will put it out to the Riverland. Who have you seen? Brooke, a couple of years ago, would have been at the Adelaide Film Festival. I was volunteering tickets and that sort of thing. Mm. And Anthony LaPaglia was one of the guests of honour. He'd been in an Aussie film, absolute stinker, called A Month of Sundays, but that was one of the featured things of the program. And they needed someone to go get Mr. LaPaglia a coffee, and for whatever reason, they sent me. What do you reckon Anthony LaPaglia's go-to coffee order is? I'll tell you, Riverland. What do you reckon, Brooke?
I think it would be like a long black. Just straight up black coffee.
I can tell that's incorrect. Oh. It's a strong flat white.
Oh, specifically strong.
Strong flat white, and maybe get him a bit of cake too. And I think I overheard that he did not like the cake.
He
did not finish. But what about you, Brooke? Who have you seen about?
Well, look, here in the Riverland, we haven't had a lot of we get the odd sort of, I guess, Australian celebrity pass through.
Right. Some royals back in the 80s or the 50s or...
Exactly right. So we've had, Princess Diana, Prince Charles and the Queen have all been to the Riverland well before my time.
Totally.
But I did see a royal once. I saw two, actually. I was in the UK.
Right. Straight
to the source. I'm a big fan of the royal sort of family, particularly historically. And we were in Hyde Park. A helicopter landed next to Kensington Palace and I just ran to go and see what was going on. And out popped Kate and Wills.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was great. I was so excited. I took a very not legal photo because we weren't supposed to take photos, but you know.
Not to top you, but I did go to London and I did see a corgi. If you saw a celebrity, if you've had a brush with fame, let us know, Riverland. The number is 858-23931. Who have you seen? Let us know.
And we've got Keith from Loxton on the line. Keith, what was your brush with fame?
Well, I was at the footy a few years ago when I was lining up to try and get something. I was down at the Adelaide Oval for a Crows game. And there was this one guy who was just holding up the line and he couldn't figure out what he was going to get out of the little heat server thing. And I went up and just gave him a tap on the shoulder. Hey, buddy, can you move it along a bit? And he turned around and said, you look familiar. Do I know you? He said, yeah, my name's Keith Urban.
Oh, Keith Urban.
Wow.
That would have been in his prime time too.
Yeah, I told Keith Urban off for not getting enough or getting food quick enough at the Adelaide Oval. So I felt a little bit awkward because he was my namesake as well, so I should have been nicer to him on that day.
Did you suggest that maybe he should do a collab with Pink or Amy Shark or anyone like that?
I didn't, but I'd like to claim credit for it if I can.
You can have that.
Go for it, Keith, I think. Thank you so much.